Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. Today is day one of a very exciting week in Burnsville and across all of our area. Burnsville this week is the town that loves words. The Yancey Alliance for Young Children, Amy Regional Library, Penland School of Crafts, Blue Ridge Partnership for Children, and Spruce Pine Montessori School, along with many businesses, have all joined together to remind everyone to talk to a child and use big words. Research says that children need to hear 2,000 words a day so that they can be where they need to be as they continue to grow. So you can be a part of it. Every day we'll have a word, and later in the week, every day, there will be activities going on. So Monday's word of the week comes from Heather Cox, who is the interim superintendent of the Yancey County Schools. Heather's word, rambunctious. Do you know what rambunctious means? Rambunctious, being full of wild energy. That's our word for today. You can find out more about this from the Mountain Community Health Partnership in CELO and the Health Department. You can also find out more at the Yancey County Public Library, and we'll have more tomorrow and all week long on Community Close-Up. Now, let's continue with our Community Close-Up for today. From the Amy Regional Library System, we have Amber Westall Briggs, and from Yancey Hospice, Jacob Willis. Now, you guys are here today to talk about a really exciting program that you're putting together. So, Amber, what is it? Tell me a little bit about it.
Sure, Bruce. Yeah, we're very excited at the Amy Regional Library System. And over here in Yancey, we have a new program coming up. It's March 22nd, and it's from 1 to 3. It's called Play Me a Memory.
Play Me a Memory.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a great title?
Yeah, it is.
We received a grant from the Brookdale Foundation Group. And when I say we, I actually mean Jacob Willis and Yancey Hospice. And this is actually, it's a workshop, it's a class where those participating will be listening to music and literature and poetry. And Jacob had told me that there was such a connection between music and reading on memory and the mind. So I'll actually turn it over to him because he can tell you a whole lot more about it than I can.
So now, Jacob, where did the idea for the program come from? Tell me about it.
Well, the name for the program came from our hospice volunteer, Debbie McGraw, who challenged our community to donate MP3 players and old CD players and things of that nature so that we could distribute them into the rooms and the homes of patients with Alzheimer's and memory loss, because music does create a memory revive, so to speak, and brings people back into the present, if only for a few fleeting moments. So at that point, we decided to research it further, and through High Country Caregiver Foundation and the Brookdale Foundation in New York, we were able to get a grant to start this program within Yancey Hospice and the library system for our citizens.
I take it it's been done before, and there's a lot of connections that show that it really makes a difference.
It's been done all over the world. The man that did the research is Dr. Gary Glasnier, and you can Google him and watch his videos on cognitive therapy, but it will be a reading response poetry and scripture, and we'll have special music there, and there'll be a sing-along, and we'll have some refreshments and things for our clients that come in. Anyone can drop off their loved one, as long as that person can walk and do the things they need to do to get around.
Okay, so that's who it's going to be available to. Tell us again who you're looking for to come and be a part of this.
Anyone with early onset dementia or Alzheimer's, and it's set up as a dual purpose. It's cognitive therapy for them, and it's also respite for the caregiver, so there's 2 hours. It'll start at 1 o'clock on Friday and end at 3 o'clock. And for that 2 hours, then the caregiver has an opportunity to go to the grocery store, go to the bank, or do whatever they need to do.
So it's really a great thing because the patient's going to get something really good out of it. And again, always, anytime you can offer respite care, you've done something good.
Yes, and that was really the appeal for me when Jacob was explaining it. Is I liked how that it was a twofold program. I mean, what we're doing in there will be wonderful, but the fact that a caregiver has time to have a few hours and do what they need to do, run errands, or just have some time to themselves, that aspect of it I thought was really wonderful.
So you're going to be reading poetry and some literature, is that right? And,
yes.
And you let them respond, is that part of it?
We're going to make up our own poems and let them make up some lines and poems, and we're going to have some poems that they'll be familiar with, and then we'll have music as well, and Debbie McGraw's going to provide that music.
And I did want to say as well to the gentleman that you mentioned, just seeing his videos online, that to me was really the draw. When you see him read the poetry, and you see people respond, and you see that glimmer in their eye where they connect with the poem and the words, it's really a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. So I really enjoyed watching it.
So when is it going to be again?
Friday, and that's March 22nd, and it will be from 1 to 3, and we will have snacks as well. So.
Okay. I think you said it was going to be monthly for a while. Is that the plan?
Mm-hmm.
And do folks need to pre-register or just show up that day? How are you going to work that part of it?
Honestly, we would like it if you call and ask some questions, and you can call the Yancey Library, and that number is 682-2600. We would like it if you call and just ask a couple of questions to learn more about the program. And that'll give us an idea of who to expect. But if you learn about this later in the week and you just want to stop in, please do. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, it sounds like something really exciting to bring into the area, and I have a feeling it'll wind up growing and spreading because it really sounds like something mm-hmm. special. Thank you again to our guests today, Amber Westall Briggs and Jacob Willis. Amber, of course, from the Amy Regional Library System, and Jacob from Yancey Hospice and Palliative Care. Remember, our word for today comes from Heather Cox, the interim superintendent of the Yancey County Schools. Our word is rambunctious, full of wild energy. Share plenty of words with children today everywhere you go. Thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.